So yesterday morning, I had my meeting at the Waffle House with my boss. He wanted to catch up on our personal lives. So he goes, "Have I told you about Claire?"
Who?
This is this 24-year-old. He's 43. He was like, and I mean, it gets a little complicated because she's poly and blah, blah, blah.
What does that mean? Oh, yeah. Polyamorous.
And I'm like,
I thought P-O-L-L-Y, and I was thinking too. Religion, and I was like, that's something I thought, never
like,
heard
parrot,
of.
Like a parrot.
I think it's like fair enough to assume that it's like a different religion or something, yeah. But a parrot? The biggest concern.
He's like,
she's 24, and like, that's okay, but she's a parrot. I don't have enough crackers.
She doesn't think for herself. She just repeats everything I say.
I'm Amanda Sox, and you're listening to The Nervous Record, where each week I talk to the girl from my high school that was institutionalized about how she's doing 15 years later.
Every single day I wake up and I say, today is the day that I'm gonna get back on track. Yeah. I drink a lot of liquor in the middle of the day. I ate like a bunch of Mexican candy that I don't even know what kind it was.
Oh.
It really sucks that cherries aren't in season anymore, because that was really the best possible situation for my waistline and metabolism. Like, I kind of felt like I had found my fruit. This was the first year I ever had cherries. I swear to God, I'd only had the little cherries that's like on top of whipped cream.
Maraschino cherries?
Yes, that kind. The Shirley okay. Temple cherry, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I had never had these big, giant, regular
like
cherries.
The actual fruit.
Like the actual fruit. It takes a while to eat them.
Are you afraid of overdoing it on the cherries?
No, it's like if it's something that it takes a while to eat, you eat less.
Okay.
I could eat 10 grapes in the amount of time that it would take me to eat one cherry.
But like, what's the harm in eating 10 cherries?
I can eat 10 cherries. I would rather
can
eat...
Can you? Prove it.
I would rather...
They're out of season!
I know! I'd rather eat 10 cherries than 100 grapes. Mm. I was kind of getting into fruit.
So proud of you.
Yeah, but it's gone now.
Yeah, no, cherries isn't the thing to get into.
I Not did. Nobody here. Told me!
The summers that I was in the Northeast, it was great. There were so many cherries. And Washington was pretty good about cherries, too. Raspberries. Blackberries. Mm. Blackberries just grew like they were literally weeds all over the city.
I remember that. I remember from the road trip when we went around and we were in Oregon. And we were just walking very casually and there was just bushes and bushes of blackberries. We picked them off the side of the road and I was like, we are such free spirits. Like, look at us right
Welcome
now.
Welcome to the
we
land of
like
free spirits.
Free, you can walk around and pick the food off the side of the road. It's like very Eden-like. You can't do that down here. I wouldn't be touching anything that's growing out of the road down here.
I mean, it's mostly dead possums, right?
I guess.
We used to have this thing down where I used to live. You would find it like in a field or something.
Mm-hmm.
And we would call it sour weed. And it was like tall and had like a bit of a stalk to it. Sounds real strange. I used to eat weeds.
Well, just like seeds really freak me out. Did you know fragrariophobia? No, excuse me. Fragariophobia is the phobia of strawberries.
Why would I know that?
I don't like that the seeds are on the outside. That doesn't seem natural to me.
What about raspberries?
I don't like raspberries.
Oh my God.
And the thing is that I can eat strawberry cake.
Mm-hmm.
Same with raspberry stuff. If you put raspberry stuff on top of cheesecake, great.
You just
you
don't
stick
want
a
to
raspberry,
do it.
I don't want to see the little hair, and I don't want to see the little fur, and
it's
I don't want
so
to see
fuzzy.
The seeds. I don't want to see the seeds. How does it grow in the middle of the seeds?
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Is it because the seeds get stuck in your teeth?
Nope. It's because they look like spore, like little tiny things. I don't like it.
Did I tell you last week that I was about to put on a whitening strip or whatever, brush my teeth, and I looked in the mirror at my teeth for the first time in I don't know how long, my actual molars, not just like, how white are my teeth today? Brown? Great. There was just like a dot on the top of my molar. And I was like, oh no, they're like decaying. What the hell is going on? Like, surely I have an abscessed tooth and I'm going to need some huge major surgery.
Do you have an abscessed tooth and you have to have surgery?
No. I had a cavity filled today. That was it. But that dot on top was a freaking cavity.
Last time I went to the dentist, I had 12 cavities.
Did you get them all filled?
I did. The thing that worked to my benefit when I had 12 cavities was that my Uncle Steve was the dentist.
Great.
And first of all, he does dentistry there. They put you to sleep.
Yeah.
Yes. Which is great. I mean, I'm just generally looking for a sedation, anything option. Mm-hmm. But he does the sedation. And I think because of the fact that I was, like, you know, related and stuff like that, he got to kind of grandstand a little bit. It was $17,000 worth of dental work.
What? $17,000? Are you sure it's not $1,700?
$17,000. I mean, I have, like, porcelain veneer shit in my teeth. Like, I have nice teeth.
You should sell them.
These teeth are the most valuable thing that I keep on my person. They have the greatest worth of anything that I own. And then my Aunt Debbie left him.
How is that the end of this story?
And I still to this day think, like, well, I'm just really glad that I got that in under the wire.
Oh, because Debbie was who was your blood relative.
Debbie was my blood relative, and Steve was my relative by marriage. The last time that I did it, and I went and I had 12 cavities, it was because I had avoided the dentist for so long, because I was like, I know I have cavities, but I don't want to be dentist shamed, because that's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
But now I've done it again. I eat almost a bag of gummy bears a day.
Yeah, you know? That's not a good thing. Mine doesn't dental shame, by the way, if you ever need a dentist.
Ooh, I should see if they're in
and
my
network.
And they
do sedation.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I don't know if he'll sedate me for a first-time visit. I want to be sedated just for the consultation.
So when I was pregnant, they say, like, you need to go get your teeth checked out because all sorts of weird junk happens to your body in general, but also to your teeth when you're pregnant.
Like with dogs?
Is that what happens with dogs?
Dogs, it's like with their teeth, is their teeth health means that they have better body health if they have better teeth. Pregnant, go ahead.
Well, it's like babies leech everything from you.
It's reverse dogs, but okay.
Okay. They put on Bluetooth headphones, wireless headphones for me, and they were like, would you like to listen to some music? We have Pandora. What do you want us to put on? And I was like,
oh my God, that would give me more anxiety than anything else.
It did. It gave me anxiety, too. I was like, oh my God, are they going to judge me? What am I going to say? I need time to think about this. And also, you make the wrong choice and you're getting your cavities filled to this music, you know? And so I said Joni Mitchell. I only cried a little bit and I told them to up the nitrous. So
part of the condition of Uncle Steve doing all of that dental work for free was basically he was like, I've just given you really nice teeth. Like, this is some of my finest work. I'm not talking about my teeth that you can see.
Are you talking about your fangs?
No, we'll get to the fangs.
I know men like your
fangs.
Yes,
we're coming around to the fangs. Did you have braces?
No, did you?
I didn't either. I feel like yours are proportionately shaped one to the next. And mine are just like a little more like random. Mine just sort of looks like a Civil War graveyard. But my fang teeth. So
tell me about it.
Last year, I dated a guy. He said his childhood crush, like growing up, was Jewel. He like loved her teeth, that they were weird. I was like, I'm going to be really self-conscious about my teeth. He was like, oh, don't worry. You have good teeth. So I could be like, yeah, that's a random, very isolated, weirdo guy.
Mm-hmm.
But then, not even a week ago, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, new guy that I'm starting to date brings up that one of the first thing he noticed about me, he said, you know those vampire teeth? He's like,
no, do it in the accent.
Oh, God. It sounds so bad when I try to do the accent because I sound like Forrest Gump. He's like, you know.
Go on.
You know those vampire teeth? I sound like Sling Blade. You know those vampire teeth? Well, you got the best vampire teeth. And Julia, in high school, I remember being in the line to go see a movie at Hollywood 20. I think it was Red Eye, starring Rachel McAdams. And
you think this all sounds very specific?
I just remember that. And we were in the line, and she told me she liked my teeth.
Have I told you about the Steel Reserve tattoo guy?
No, but I feel like that story just began, middle, and ended itself by just no, the Steel Reserve tattoo
all.
Guy.
That's not all.
Anyhow, I just do have to show you. There's a sentence. I just do have to show you.
Did you see that? Did you see that? Watch. I got better.
He's better at winking. I'm like really good at winking. Pretty much.
I'm an unconscious winker, and it gets me into trouble. I accidentally wink at too many people.
Amanda.
It's a nervous habit. I am, you know, just like, I'm casual and cool, but like I'm nervous on the inside, but nobody would ever know it. Wink. And
that's called having a face spasm.
And then I think it sends mixed messages to people.
Sexy messages or like...
Sexy or like serial killer, sociopath.
Sexy sociopath. That's not ever how I would describe you.
Aw, thanks. Well, you know the real name.
No, I mean that as an insult. Like,
damn it.
Sexy sociopath. That sounds exciting. Did you ever practice kissing into your hand?
Into a lot of things.
Because what should I be?
I have posters that are worn out.
Are you serious?
I mean, not that I still have them, but...
I have a Clay Aiken poster that's rolled up that I had to take down from my wall, but I'm pretty sure I didn't kiss it, but...
Yeah, I hope not. No, like, hand is, like, not all that interesting.
Anina told me in Costa Rica to stop practicing on my hand. I guess because I'm in my 30s.
You were still doing that in your 30s?
Who am I? What else am I practicing on? I've only kissed 4 guys.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Amanda,
yeah.
That was a really inappropriate time to wink at me.
I did not wink. That was a facial spasm.
No, I think it has to have been more than 4 guys, but it's not that much more. Because I forgot to add Nate, so it's him.
I feel like I can't even count. Do you wanna see how long it takes me to count? You can just keep talking while I count. Okay, ready?
All right, here we go. Amanda's counting right now. She looks like a tortured genius.
Are we including girls?
Good God, woman! I'm gonna Marco Polo Nate about Colombia. He asked me how Colombia was today.
Okay.
Colombia was okay. I got to the courthouse and thought the medium-ish sized black mass that was in my purse, I thought it was my wallet, but it wasn't. It was an external phone charger. And my wallet was indeed back in Greenville, 90 miles away. So I had to call Donna Lee. And she drove from Greenville to Columbia with my wallet. It's also great to tell a room full of police officers that you've just driven 90 miles with no license. At one point, I was worried they were going to suspend my license once it arrived. And I just think that the thing that's funny that you haven't realized is that the entire time that I've been talking, it has taken this long for Amanda to count how many guys it is that she has kissed in her life.
I think I'm at my end here.
What's the number?
That I can remember, 24.
24?
Yeah.
That's like an advent calendar. I don't know why that's the first thing I thought of.
Yeah, that's weird.
Man, that is crazy. I'm so boring.
No, just not a hoe.
Yeah, I'm not a hoe. You know what I was thinking about today? How in Costa Rica, I just went through this, like, huge penis phase. Not, like, a huge...
What does that
mean?
Like,
not a huge penis, but, like, a... And phase is maybe the wrong word, but I just saw so many penises in Costa Rica.
Just it's funny
because you talked about the number of guys that you've kissed.
Uh-huh. You've seen more penises.
I've seen way more penises than you.
That's
I can guarantee it. No. And it's so funny because I'm like the most non-sexualized person in the entire world. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like, here, we give you an abundance of things to mm-hmm. look at. And I'm like, well, this, first of all, does nothing at all for me. I'm so boring. You're the only person that I want to deal with. You know?
Me?
You're the only person that I go to have conversations with.
Only because it's making us millions of dollars.
Keep coming back to this millions of dollars thing. Do the people on the podcast that you listen to, do they make millions of dollars?
No!
Why are we going to make millions of dollars?
No.
I want to solve crime. That's all I want to do. This is just a platform for us to start so that we can solve crime.
We have to find a crime to solve.
Okay.
So that so easily. What crime? Like a really crime? Serious one? Like murder?
Well, I feel like murder, everybody's doing murder podcasts.
So let's just go something simple, like who stole the cookies from the cookie jar kind of crimes.
Oh, wait, Nate Music's talking. Should we hear what he has to say?
Sure.
Thanks for letting me in on that. It's every guy's, like every guy wants to know. Girls talk about, and now we do, so I'm gonna post it on Reddit. let all the boys of the world know.
The crickets are so good. It's like a sleep machine. Like, and then listening to like the tones of his voice. Sweet, rock me to sleep. The other night, he asked me if I wanted to go with him to a concert at the end of October.
Okay.
What do you think my reaction was?
No.
That's a ballsy move.
What?
To ask me out on a date that's in a month now? Because we haven't been on that many dates. How many dates do you have to do? Like, at that point, are you going steady? Is that a thing? Going steady? Concert.
Marco Polo him. So I have a question. It's about this concert. Like, how many dates do you have to go on before one can assume that you will still be dating in a month?
Hey, Nate, come over.
No.
Oh, okay. Don't come over. This is some of our best work ever.
Hold on, Nate's collection. Connection is a little slow. It's like he's a sperm donor.
I didn't think October was absurd, but Leah kind of pulled on the reins on that one. So, I mean, I guess it all depends on...
Please.
Hang on a damn second. We got tattoos on our first date. All right, nothing about this is normal. And got tattoos and went fishing and I cried. So none of this, nothing about this is normal.
He's kind of cute, isn't he? Should I ask him to go steady?
Yeah.
You think I should? There must be some kind of endorphin situation happening.
Endorphins, whoa.
Or oxytocin? Positive ions in the hippocampus?
No, not that. I don't know what that means.
I don't either. Something Nathan says a lot, and I'm just repeating it because it sounds smart.
Oh, I thought it would be like one of those pink salt rocks. Doesn't
positive
do that.
Ions in the hippocampus?
Does that do positive
Himalayan.
Ions? You just rub it on your hippocampus every night.
Do you have you ever had one of those salt lamps? Those, like, pink salt
lamps. I've seen them at your house.
I lick them every time.
You lick them?
Yes.
Gross. It's a lamp.
It's a hunk of salt.
Salt.
It's a salt lick.
Only if I can lick a sugar cube right after.
I mean, I'm sorry I don't eat weed bush or whatever it is. Sour weed.
Next time on The Nervous Record.
All manner of weird health stuff happened to me while I was in the jungle, but just like, it seems weird, but it's like just normal jungle stuff. Like moth died in my ear. And
normal jungle stuff.
Just normal jungle stuff.
Moth,
it's jungle stuff. You wouldn't understand.
You wouldn't understand. Have you been to the jungle? I don't think so.
So we're on Twitter at Nervous Record, Instagram and Facebook, both at The Nervous Record. And if you really love us and want us to continue to make more episodes, please go onto patreon.com/thenervousrecord. Throw us some dough and we will continue to eat junk food in my mother's basement. My shoes are